Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Though the coronavirus has brought many businesses in Massachusetts to a halt, it hasn't stopped one major industry: shipping. Cargo ships still come in and out of Boston Harbor every week, although at a slower pace. Massport reports traffic at the Conley Container Terminal in South Boston has dropped about 25% compared to last year. The cargo gets unloaded and trucked out across the region, but new restrictions prohibit crew from leaving their ships. Experts say the restrictions in Boston and across the world are keeping hundreds of thousands of seafarers stuck on their ships, forcing them to stay away from home months longer than before. Radio Boston's Walter Wuthman has the story of one of those crew members and a local port chaplain trying to connect with those stuck on board.
I stay out of the way of all the activity that's going on. If you've ever seen a video of a port activity, it's pretty hectic. It's kind of like a real-life video game, so you stay out of the way as much as possible.
Hello. Seaman's Mission.
I'll climb the gangway. It's about, I think I counted it once, mostly, it's almost 35 steps or something like that. And depending on the tide, can be at a pretty steep angle or a low angle. And at the top of the gangway, I introduce myself to the man who's on watch, tell them I'm from the Seafarer Center. I've sent notice, a prior notice. Is there anybody who needs anything that's on board the ship?
Okay. Just checking to make sure you guys are okay.
Yes, but due to coronavirus, nobody is allowed to
go. No, I know. I understand. Do you guys need any SIM cards or anything while I'm here? Good.
I will ask.
This is Reverend Steve Cushing's new life. Cushing operates a small mission run by the Evangelical Covenant Church at the cruise terminal in South Boston. Before the pandemic, he also boarded container ships to have coffee with seafarers, talk about their life, and provide them with SIM cards so they can access the internet from their ships. Now, he can make only the briefest of connections, a handoff and a kind word at the top of a gangplank. Even so, Reverend Cushing says he finds the work rewarding. He says these workers are pretty much off the radar, and they need to know somebody's listening to them. And the SIM cards he provides are important to crew members, especially during the coronavirus pandemic.
Internet is the most needed thing on the ship because you're far away from your family. You need to update them. You need to know what are they doing, how's their condition. Internet is the best thing that happened to the shipping.
That's Van Henrik de Helig, a marine engineer from the Philippines. He's worked on shipping routes all over the world, from New England to the Baltic Sea. Until a few weeks ago, he was working on an oil tanker in the Mediterranean. Now, he's at home. I got in touch with him through a researcher who's studying how the coronavirus pandemic is affecting ship workers. When I reached him over Zoom, he was finishing his 14-day home quarantine in his hometown of Lukban.
You can see the mountain. You can still see a lot of trees.
Dehilig was longing to see his wife and three-year-old son, who for the past year he'd only seen over grainy video calls at sea. But he worried he could be carrying the virus from his trip from the capital Manila, where he disembarked, back home.
I'm so afraid to touch them because nobody knows. We cannot see our enemies. So it's very heartbreaking. It's like my heart is being crushed. Seeing my wife, my kid in front of me, what can I do?
Dehilig is used to the seafarer's lifestyle, months at sea, separated by short stints at home. He's worked on ships for the past 12 years, and his father was a waiter on a cruise ship. But his last journey was different. Dehilig was scheduled to leave his ship in December, but the person assigned to relieve him wasn't available until February, so he had to stay. When he did get a plane ticket home, leaving through Greece, the Philippines banned incoming flights from the region because of the coronavirus outbreak. Dehilig ended up serving 14 months on board, almost double the length of a typical contract. His situation isn't unique. Seafarers all over the world are going through the same ordeal because of the outbreak.
You might be calling at a port where you'd be allowed to leave, but the company may have to turn around and say, sorry, we can't possibly sail the ship without you, so you're going to have to stay on board. Now, psychologically, I think that would be an absolute nightmare, but it's really a horrible, horrible situation for seafarers, I think.
That's Helen Sampson, the researcher I mentioned earlier.
I'm the director of the Seafarers International Research Center at Cardiff University.
Sampson is a global expert on seafarers and says the coronavirus pandemic has made an already challenging life even more stressful.
Cargo ships in particular are pretty difficult working environments. You know, they're very monotonous, totally institutionalized. And in your mind, to help you get through all of that, those difficult conditions, you can't help but look ahead to the date when you're due to go home. So to be on board and suddenly be delayed is difficult in itself.
Though exact numbers are hard to find, the International Chamber of Shipping estimated in May that as many as 200,000 seafarers could be caught in this situation, stuck on their ships indefinitely, without relief. As for Van Henrik de Hilig in the Philippines, he says he may never go back to sea after his last experience. He's worked on ships his whole adult life, like his father, but he's not sure he wants his son to follow.
I don't want him to be the same job as me. I want him to be a pilot, a doctor, whatever he likes, but not the kind of job that I have. If you have a choice, choose the other side, choose the other path.
So, which one? I have different sizes.
Back in Boston, Reverend Steve Cushing delivers a few SIM cards to a seafarer at the Conley Container Terminal.
Okay, so we're good, okay? All right, just want to make sure you guys are all set, all right? I hope you can get home soon.
Cushing says he'll keep making these trips every week until the pandemic is over.
Our seafarers, these women and men who go through a lot of stress and anguish and separation so that our world can operate. They sacrifice a lot so that you and I can enjoy the things that we enjoy. And I am mandated as a minister in the Christian church to welcome them with whatever resource I have and to enable them on their journey until they leave.
That story from Radio Boston's Walter Wuthman.